dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
And we're on. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And y'all know how we do it every Wednesday in the show. We bring you the Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays right here, man. We get it in every Wednesday. So I'm glad to have you guys, and great to, can't wait to have a very, very great show with y'all. Woo-woo! All right, so, man, big news, man, for our Tuesday shows for Grips and Glamour. I'm in a couple of weeks. So we'll be sometime this month. Stay tuned for that. We will be having McKinley Freeman, a.k.a. Derek Roman, on the hit show on VH1, hit the floor. So cannot wait to have him in. It's going to be definitely crazy. You know, a lot of times when I book celebrities on the show, it's usually based off of, you know, somebody having a conversation about something, and that person just happens to be somewhere in that conversation. And I go, you know what? That person would be a great person to come book on the show. And I go do it, make the stuff happen that needs to happen to make it happen, and bam, then you get them on the show. So it's another one of those great moments where we do it, man, and y'all see I'm a person of action. I said it yesterday's show that I was going to aim to get them, and shoot, by the end of almost like midway through the day, end up having him on the show, you know, booking him for the show. So yes, man, and thank we got we'll have be having a special guest co-host, chilling with me tonight. My girl King and the Body will be calling in a bit. So yeah, man, I can't wait, man. It's gonna be definitely crazy talking with her. And y'all know whenever people are co-hosts, y'all know how it goes down. They come in and they have a ball. And it's just fun, man. So I can't wait to top it up with her. We will be talking about some of the stuff that's going on in hot mess craziness and hot news. And, of course, it is Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. Yeah, I know we can't go without doing our very, very, very special segment we do every week. And that is the illustrious 90 Moments of the Week. So we will be going in on that. And always remember, if you want to get in on that segment as well, if you don't want to call in, simply just use the hashtag on Twitter, 90 Moments of the Week, so that we know that, hey, that you're trying to get in on the segment. You just a little shy to call in, so don't be afraid. Do it. We'll show you some love still. Or you can call in at 347-202-0389. So that'll be the middle of the show, so definitely cannot wait. We're going to definitely go in as we do usually. Now, another big thing is, as I've been telling you guys, like a lot of big moves have been going on. I don't know if I told you this. I'll always talk about so much of y'all. I was like, man, keeping it up. and that big news is actually a girl who's been on here two times. Big ups to my girl Alicia Reyes, who is very known for being on the show known as Nickelodeon's All That. So, yes, I cannot wait, man. Not wait to have her. She will be we're actually doing a monthly segment to where I'm starting this month, later this month, so be on the lookout for that. At the end of every month, she will be on the show, you know, taking over and just going, acting a fool with me, man. It'll be on our Monday, so it'll be our Monday shows in every month, and can't wait, man. There's a lot of big moves are happening, and just very blessed, you know, every turn, chance you, I turn, there's always something else, and people don't realize that when it comes to you, and this is coming for, this is just some inspiration for y'all out there for that, you know, you kind of get stuck in the mode of people not give you enough credit for what you do. Just realize this, man. Sometimes the smallest of things that you're doing can lead to the biggest of things, because you keep doing the small things right and you're being consistent on it and you're showing that you're ready to move to the next level, then you'll be able to handle it more. When you just rush the big things and you screw up instead of building the steps, then, you know, you don't kind of get a chance to know what it's like to not, you know, to deal with stuff that is at a level, not kind of working your way up. So for me, I've always, you know, I've been the type of person where I don't like to be where it doesn't have to go so super fast for everything to impress me. I know some people love to live in the fast lane, but sometimes when you live in a hyper lane, you know, hyperdrive lane, you can't really catch anything, man. You got too much going on, and you can't breathe in everything. You can't breathe stuff in. You start writing these books about regret, which annoys me sometimes. But heck, man, everybody has different stuff, different strokes for different folks, I guess. All right, so what we're going to do, we'll start music break a little early. We'll go to about a couple of tracks, and then we'll be back right here on Life to Dust Live, your boy SADJ, on the Hump Day After Dust Wednesdays. We get to get into this first track, which is a hot track I love, Dance Party by my boy Jono. Let's get it.
I've been feeling all this hard work, fitting up here. If I'ma go and buy a hammock, yeah. Come on by your bitch, tell her go make me a sandwich. Yeah. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage. Right. They can't understand it.
What?
Why seem roguish? Soggy, that's focus. These boulders is bogus. Burn it down, blunt. I wanna give them my roots. They take my DNA and they take this up with my mojo.
Yeah.
The open up, the close of the designated editor. Take your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Broke your kick down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pack, me, what's up, is all in her tits. You talk fake shit for a little two-pence a win. Took two steps and there go two fences in. Flip the rim flames with every flip of my town. How you wanna get dead, my rare or well done? I know I raw, son. Real fucking sweaty. Tongue twisting like Bobby, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit might take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Stand a point, mass at your ears, heavy getting down. Rules pick you up like, how the fuck you sit it down? As a kid, as an arms reach, so I work wizardry in the booth open songs reach. Every fucking corner, nook and cranny of the globe. Saturate the market, have it dripping down your load. Cause I'm sick of the nose. You can't, you won't. I just answer, make at them, blow their fists full of smoke. Jump off a bridge, hope you land on a boat. Break up your spine, force the love as a purple. Mr. No condom, rap game limbo. Eating up the mic while fondling my pickle. Hip hop pickle, no starving artist. Just a greedy motherfucker that's gonna eat regardless. Load me in your cartridge. Take a sip of courage juice. Fire by your enemy and let loose. All audible. Hennessy, dog, I give you the juice. Every album like a bird, I'm about to give you a deuce. Fuck screaming, I'm the best, I'm gonna give you the proof. When I'm spitting, it's like gum dripping off a gold tooth. Slip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profound penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Can't shimmer around like that Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh. Shit. Slip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profound penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Can't shimmer around like the Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh.
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la.
We're going to our next track in the music break, man. We're going to be stupid as we love to do.
Got a body, and I would like to party. I do pop molly, and I drink holly. But me and you, we can have a private party. Girl, meet me in the lobby. Once we get to the lobby, we gon' get high, just like pop molly. I just want your body, with a face in that body. One night, so we don't get caught by paparazzi. I eat pussy like Bulgari. It's just my hobby. When she fucks on my dick, just do it so sloppy. I took video so I can tell those other girls to copy. I like it done right when a girl wants to knock me. We're so good, but she acts so damn cocky. And all she want is her pussy to get popping. And that is exactly where I like popping. She said I'm number one and it ain't no topping. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping you. So you're number one and it ain't no topping you. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping yo. 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 I swear you're number one and it ain't no topping yo. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping yo. It ain't no topping yo. When I'm with you, I want to go everywhere. I'm on the drug, not wearing underwear. Girl, also make sure that you wrap up your head. So yeah, we're going there. Girl, I like the way that you move your body. The way you move your body just makes you look so naughty. When we alone, I beat that pussy up just like Ollie. I swear she's so beautiful, she looks just like Holly. Girl, come and get, I might just probably around just for this party. Girl, I don't know why you taste so sweet. I guess that's why that pussy so pink. When I'm in it, I make it splash just like a thing. And it sounds of the big old clink, clink, clink. After this party, I know she had to think. It ain't nobody topping me. Girl, it ain't no topping yo. It ain't no topping you. I swear you're number one. And topping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here.
You can get it.
On the floor or the chair.
raindrops all on my window pane, 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 pane. The raindrops have set the tone for the day. They've read my mind, or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Don't text you, don't call you, don't ever come around you. Ain't nothing between us, so don't refer to the word us. You and I are closer to the tell me. Can you hear it on my window pane? Tell me, can you hear it on my window? Than my bed. How could you? I can't believe you. I put so much into you, only to have you take it all away. Your words so hurtful because of you. I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away. And the standard's been set by you.
I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be, and I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC round town, and hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island, peninsula maybe, makes no sense, I know crazy, give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back, spaceship, don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip, as quick as they can, the atmosphere is now ripped, I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad tonight, solar light from the sun, with not vermin on my bum, when I shoot the moon, high jump the room, like a preemie out the womb, my partner yelling too soon, don't do it, reconsider, read some litter, sure on the subject, you sure, fuck it.
What I do, man? You know what time it is.
Coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get left it and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lit, the nigga float away. Yes. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian Albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, and I see you, nigga, I see you. Trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell-bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's just doing good. And A-Tack, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Congratulations, dog. Struggle, man. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
All right, welcome back everybody to Life at Death Live. Your boy, Sebby J, is Hump Day at the Death Wednesdays. I know how we do it, man. All right, so since we did not know where our special guest co-host is, we will be holding it down by ourselves today. So whoop whoop. All right, so let me go ahead and go to some of this news for the week, man. Some very crazy stuff. Y'all know one of my favorite sites to go to. To see news. No, it's not MediaTechOut.com. Go ahead and put that out there. It is ClumsyCricks.com. Now, ClumsyCricks.com, when you go there, they have news about dumb cops and dumb criminals. Because a lot of people just think they're going to see criminals. Oh, no, you get some dumb cop stories, too, as we have shared plenty of times right here. But going into this story, because it's always somebody doing the most. There's a reason why it's called clumsy crooks, because they do the clumsies of things that make no sense. So, that being said, his first story is about a man who ends up calling 911 on his wife. Wait for it, for throwing out his beer. Let's make sure, let's go against this again. If I'm getting more into the story. This man called 911 on his wife because she threw his beer out. God. You know, and you already know, everyone, it always gets worse. So let's find out a little more, shall we? All right, so a man was apparently arrested after he repeatedly made false 911 calls and reported to police that his wife had thrown out his beer on this previous Monday. In West Palm Beach, police responded to an unknown 911 call made by Carlos Bueno Nier, who is 49, at the 4000 block of Pinewood Avenue in West Palm Beach. The arrest report, according to the arrest report. So, oh, but wait, there's more. See, I know I always give y'all more. Because, I'm still in awe about this story even materializing in the first place. Yeah, I just don't understand it. Don't. So when the officers arrived, Bueno Mir appeared intoxicated and told him that his wife had thrown in his beer. The officers instructed him that his situation was not an emergency. It was advised not to call 911 unless it was an emergency. Bueno Mir called 911 again. Wow. Again. So after they already told him, don't do it again, he does it again. So apparently he called 911 again, and he began yelling that a female outside had broken into two of his beers. Bueno Mir called 911 a total of 7 times during the span of 4 hours. He faces charges of misuse of the 911 emergency system for making a false alarm or complaint or reporting false information. So, wow. This is why, you know, for me, this is why I stopped drinking. But dang it, if drinking makes you want to call 911, then I don't think it just makes me not want to drink even more. So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. These people be, I don't even know, where do they find these people? Like, seriously. Like, really, what are you drinking that has you gone that bad to where, I've heard of, you know, everybody knows the sexting, you know, when the drunk sexting, when you start, or drunk calls, when you start calling, you know, your chicks, your random chicks in your contacts, you know, trying to, you know, pop something off. But, geez, 911 is the least of, is the last number I would call. Unless I was really hurt in an emergency or something, like in pain and something I need to be saved. But other than that, no, man, that makes absolutely no sense. So, you know, I decided, let me find out. So let's keep this into perspective, West Palm Beach. So we're going to remember West Palm Beach, and I'm actually going to check right now while we're on the show because I'm interested in the question of that's a felony, but how much can a person get charged for doing that? Because I know I just actually read on FCC earlier pretty much along this exact thing, so that's interesting. So here we go. Going to it, you can face up to an administrative fee of $500 to be assessed with respect to each and every emergency response which has occurred within the 12-month period. So I want y'all to do the math here. Let's all sit back and do the math. So this guy, again, remember, he did it how many times? 7 times. That means he is going to be make sure I do this right. He said 500. I was getting ready to go 5,000. So he's going to be spending, and that's maybe including where else he might be in charge for, but he's going to be spending $3,500 just off the fact that he called, because he was drunk and decided to call 911 about a woman, you know, messing with his beer or whatnot. Dude, you got to be the bit. Where is the freaking sound when I need it? Oh, we're ready, because y'all know what time it is when we get idiots like that. And then it's the summertime, so how perfect. Yes. You, sir, are definitely getting a Cricket Award. There might be some more people who will be awarded the Cricket Award today, but he definitely, by a shadow of a doubt, before we get to anybody else, he is definitely the person who gets it. He is a dumbass. Thank you, sir, for being a dumbass. We appreciate it. Because you helped this show to go round and round. All right, now, Wow, here we go. This is, and I mean, We were. I was going to go to this one, but let's go to this before I go to that one. This is done for another 911 call. As y'all know, this is clumsy quick, so you get some idiot. He got to get something dumb. So here we go. A man suspected of stealing of a GPS device arrested after calling 911 because he was lost. Okay. All right. So first we have the one idiot. He calls 911 because his beer was apparently thrown out or whatever. Then you get a new gaggle idiot who apparently, you know, he stole a GPS device. He suspected of stealing a GPS device. Then he was arrested after calling 911 because he was lost. Let's probably go into any more of the story. Let's all sit the hell back and think for a second. Just wait. Wait for a moment. Wait. Let it breathe. Take it in. Take all the information in. Now I want you to sit here and take piece by piece of me. One, the guy was suspected of stealing a GPS device. So if he did steal it, this is what's going to get interesting. And by the way, they actually found a stolen GPS unit in his backpack. Anyways, this dude calls 911 and said he was lost. So you were lost, and you have a GPS device. Okay. You're lost and you have a GPS device. Your device can at any moment did not tell you where to go. I mean, you need to go that bad. So let's just put it all in perspective here. You call 911 because you were lost and you had GPS and you had a stolen GPS device, which a GPS device could have told you how to get somewhere. But wait, there's more. Called him. Not only did he tell him he was lost, he also told him that he was being chased by wild pigs. Okay. Wow. Interesting. Andrew Joffe, you're an interesting person, sir. And this happened in Polk County. Apparently, he reported that wild hog, he called 911, he reported that wild boars were chasing him around 1:50 a.m. on Thursday. All right, now put some more photos together. Remember the guy in the last story? He called 911 because he had beer thrown. He called him seven times. This guy, on the other hand, called 911. Time of day happened. Because he was already dead, had a criminal offense he was doing anyway, so that was bad anyway. But the fact of it's 1:50 a.m. Thursday. Now, around here, I don't know about y'all where y'all at, but around here, Thursday night is known as Callous Night. So people around that time, that's when the week gets started, and that's when people start drinking and start doing some really dumb shit. This is one of those points when it happens. So apparently, this guy, you know, he's another one of those people who decided to, you know, step into the sea of idiots. So he was found walking several miles west of U.S. Highway 27. And apparently, again, it was 1:50 a.m. He had to have been I'm just going to take an educated guess. This dude was drunk out of his freaking mind. And he started doing something dumb. He went and stole somebody's stuff because he figured he could do it when he was drunk. And then he ended up somewhere he didn't have no business being. And if possible, if it was the case, then he really was being chased by boys. That's how he ended up there. And now he's a dumbass. And now he's lost, apparently, although he has a GPS device to kind of help him figure it all out. So I want y'all to put all that together. I want y'all to play detective and just sit there and think, wow, we got some dumbass people in the world. Sir, you're starting the Cricket Award, thank you. I'm Wow. These stories just write them freaking self. That dude, I can't believe it. I'm from a story for ClumsyCricks.com, which is another interesting hot mess story. A man burns his feces behind a police station. Okay. Burns his feces behind a police station. All right, just everybody just take it in, breathe, sit back and relax for a moment. Okay, here we go. The number one thing Seattle police officers noticed Sunday at the East Precinct Station was a fire in the alley. The next thing was number two. Y'all funny. I love you, Clumsy Chris. Y'all are funny. A man told officers he had just relieved himself and was burning the feces. He said he did not know if starting the fire was illegal and thought he did nothing wrong. Okay. He thought he did nothing wrong. I mean, hey, he was trying to, I guess, get rid of it. He was trying to do what he had to do. He didn't want the police station to have birth of feces. They had feces behind him, I guess. So, going into it more, because this is what necessarily got him in trouble. Because there were nearby trash bins of paper, 31-year-old man was arrested for reckless burning. So really what ended up getting him ultimately got him in trouble wasn't necessarily just the fact he burned his feces, but more so also the fact of that he had it next to something that would make it reckless and cause it to actually spread. So that's what y'all can read from that. Paul Cornton, online police blotter, says that firefighters put up the fire and hose down the alley. So they had to hose down the whole entire alley. Police spokeswoman Renee Witt says there's nothing in the report to indicate why the man thought burning human waste behind the police station was a good idea, but he was not referred for a mental evaluation. So there you go, guys. That is another idiot going in. And shout to not only ClumsyCricks.com for helping with that one. That was also Associated Press. Because the Associated Press is always doing their big thing, doing some good stuff. All right. So, man, that was those stories. We'll come back after one more track, and then we'll show you some more of you. And get you up, man, tomorrow's show, man. You guys got a very crazy show. If you want to talk, I'm calling at 347-202-0389. Press 1 if you want to speak, and we will bring you on. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to an oldie but goodie here on the show. And we'll go to my girl, Red Shade, you know, as she holds it down. And let's go to Real Definition of Life, because these people need some freaking definition in their freaking life.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Tonight,
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love, Eleanor.
Many definitions of the good life, some think money involved. But me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small. And you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved. And be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we plan. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up. It has to be fixed, but first person at the club, short. Don't hold grudges. And don't be materialistic. It's not worth it, because in the end, none of that stuff is going with you. So I want you to cherish the moments that you have, because you might never see them again.
All right, we're back right here on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J. It's Hump After Dusk. It's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. All right, man. Dude, we got a few more stories. Yeah, if y'all miss any parts of these stories, man, y'all got to check them out. go to blogtalkradio.com/Teddy J, S-C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You go back and listen to the show as much as you want. Bam, bam, bam. All right, and also remind you guys, definitely check out our sponsor. Big up to them. They make a lot of great moves, audible.com. Make sure you sign up and get a free 30-day trial. Yes, a free 30-day trial. For free audiobooks as well on top of that. By going to audibletrial.com/Cedyj, S-C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, and go there, you will be able to get that 30-day free trial. And the free audiobook download there as well. They have over 150,000 titles for you to choose from so many different genres. I mean, if you want to read something by thoughts, you want to read something that's empowering, it's something for you, a little bit something for everybody. And not just so you get to just read it, you get to hear it. So, yes, how great is that? There are so many different ways of being lit. And that's what I don't realize, a lot of different ways of being literate. That's what audiobooks are there for you. So you can take it in the same exact way. Because at the end of the day, that's what literacy is about. It's about the storytelling as well. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone line. That's my girl, Carter Blue's called in. What's up, Carter Blue?
Hey, Boo. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, just getting through the day as usual. That's how we do it.
Yeah, so good. Not much, you know, I had to call and support my man, Daddy J.
Okay. All right, babe. I feel you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, man. So, you know what's crazy? Because these ones from Grey go crazy. You know, now, there's a very special guest coming a couple of weeks from now on the Tuesday show. McKinley Freeman. Have you ever watched that show? Hit the Floor on VH1.
I don't watch TV.
let me catch you up, because these women are going crazy over him. Crazy.
Oh, oh my goodness!
Especially at the last week's episode, where you know he was. Well, they get to see everything, but he was coming out of the hot tub. Apparently, he was completely naked, and they saw most of us. So I was like, "Oh my God!" They were already like head over heels over him. But then when that happened, they just like lost it. So, my co-host on Tuesday, he had such a huge crush on him. He made it, that was our man crush Monday or whatever. So I thought, so I told him to show this today. I said, it'd be crazy if I brought him on here. That'd be really funny. And people know how, when I want a celebrity, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to kill
you. You're going to go stalk him. That's what you're going to do, go stalk him. Google.
I won't say stalk him. I know I'll find a way to get him. You know, I'm going to do everything I can. Yeah, you know, unless he's talking to someone weird, then he's talking to him. You know, not me, child. He's just talking. The way you put it together, it sounds weird. I ain't talking to him.
But anyway. It's talking.
No, it's not. That's not like, oh, I was not like, ooh, I got to get to you, baby. I wasn't like sitting like that. No, I'm at the head, honey. When I want you on the show, I'm going to get you. Because You know, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, that's a lot of time. You know, and it's always funny when you get the celebrities, you go, man, you got the celebrity, man. You know, they see it, and they, especially if you show, they see they grew and started from the bottom, now they're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look and they go, man, how'd you get that person on the show? How'd you get that person? And, I mean, really, you know, the big thing behind it is the drive. Drive
mm-hmm.
and professionalism, man. That would get
right.
you so far with getting to some stuff you want to get to. And the people I've booked on the show and will continue to book on the show, that's how I approach them. And
right.
that's how you got to do it, man. And First off, I want to give a shout out to Miles from VH1, head of the press department at VH1. Big up
mm-hmm.
to you. This dude was so punctual about linking me with his PR team. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, bam, hit the dude, hit me up in the morning, hit him up in the morning, hit the PR team for McKinley Freeman hit me up. And
mm-hmm.
that's, and a lot of times that happens. The people I booked over in the span of 24 hours of
mm-hmm.
Locking them into getting a show. So
right.
it's, again, it goes back to being driven. And you can't,
right.
and you just have to have confidence. And you got to have confidence in what you think. You got to provide numbers. You got to provide everything. Everything needs to be on point, and you will have a better success record than anything you do. Not just against the worker celebrities, but period. So
right.
Yeah,
I agree with everything you just said. Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. Yeah, success is, to me, in my eyes, people have to find that motivation. Whatever motivates you, that keeps you going, use that, it'll get you far. You know what I mean? So that's what I do. My motivation is not to kill anybody or end up in jail. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's how I'm getting here. I'm just saying.
Here's my thing, because this bugs me a lot, and I really have to get this off my chest with people. I don't know if I really have, but for me, I've heard from plenty of people in different ways. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need to hear it out there. Sometimes it's not the message; it's the messenger that shares it with you. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
share it, and because I practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no, unless you you cannot do it at all, don't just give up on stuff so easily, or it just doesn't make any sense. And unless it's, especially when it's in your control, when something's in your control and you decide to just quit, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
If something requires another person and that person's not doing something, Then it's understandable to be a little distraught. But even at that juncture, you still cannot quit. So when you do that, you let every person you quote-unquote run around here saying, I got haters, they win every time you do that. So while you busily run around here and saying that you got haters, you give them a reason to feel like they're accomplished something more, because now you give them up too easily. It's a different thing. Stopping someone is where it needs to be stopped at the right
mm-hmm.
time.
Right.
And just stopping something because you just want to give up. Because
right.
it's too hard. Oh, it's too much hard work. Anything
right.
you do is going
right.
to be hard work. If that's why you stop something, get the hell out of my face. I don't even have time
right.
for it.
Right. You know what? It's
on Monday.
It's funny that you say that, because you know what? Honestly, I think me and you had this conversation plenty of times, I think. But anyways, yeah, so, you know, I have a lot of things going on, and there's been plenty of times where I thought about quitting. But like I said, you know, people have to find that sense of motivation to keep them going. Find that reason why you even started what you're doing in the first place. You know, a little bit of motivation, you know, some people will try to distract you. You can't let no distractions get to you from stopping you from your goals is what I tell people. You know what I mean? It don't matter how little it is, how big it is, whatever the case is. You know what I mean? So, and then a lot of people may not like what you do, may not see the picture, you know, the overall picture, what you see. Until you get to the top, that's when everybody's going to want to be like, oh, my God, I want to grow up to be just like you type thing. You know, because honestly, where I'm at now, I didn't see this shit coming at all whatsoever. I didn't see me being a radio host, you know, owning my show at all whatsoever. Now I'm about to do this thing. Now I'm modeling you and, you know, about to be in magazines and all this other stuff and do a track, drop a single real soon. So all of this, like, I didn't see none of this stuff coming. You know, I had a lot of people trying to block me from doing what I wanted to do. So there's a lot of people that's going to be like, you stop what you're doing, it's just a hobby, find something else, you know, whatever. But the goal is, if you are very passionate, if you have that passion about something, you're not going to let nobody stop you from it. You know what I'm saying? You have to prove them wrong. You do it out of love, and everything else will fall into place, is what I tell people. So, and it'll get you very far. You know, and that's how I met you. You know, shout out to you, and, you know, much love to you for supporting Carter Blue. So, I don't know why, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Me neither.
But I really do appreciate the love and support that you give me. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, it's only right that I show you some love. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know, okay. Show you some love, all right. It's serious, on a serious note. It's just for me, I've seen so much stuff happen. I can't do it because of that. It's just not enough for me. Like, you gotta keep going, man. Like, if you see what I'm doing, and you think it's just great, you gotta understand. And you trying to implement because you see where I'm at now. Don't get mad when you get into this and you don't see you get into where I'm at quickly, because it takes time to get to this. And headaches, I still go through headaches now. I'm going through a headache today of something. But you cannot possibly sit there and complain every time and just let it. It's just different thing. You can complain about it, but are you going to let that hinder you? You can get mad about something, but when you let it hinder what you're trying to do and get accomplished, and that's when the problem comes in at. So you got to continuously go, man. This stuff is not easy. It's not.
Yeah, nothing comes easy.
And the further you get, it's not going to get no easier.
Right, exactly. And it's funny because, like I said, you know, when things do get hard, there are going to be obstacles. You know, you just have to keep pushing. Everything will fall into place. You know what I'm saying? You can't give up on something that you love, even if it means, you know, family members not supporting you. Because let me tell you something. My family, they don't support me at all in what the fuck I do. I don't know if I can cuss on your show, but excuse me. They don't support me in anything that I do, you know, what I've done. You know, the only time that they seen anything was the fact that I the very first magazine that came out, which was, you know, We Working, Y'all Watching, shout out to Smooth and Black. When they seen that, they were like, oh, my God, let me be your manager. And I'm like, no. And that was my mama. But never listened to the show, always wanted me to do stuff for her, but you know what I'm saying? Like, even your own family members can hinder you from your own dreams, from your own destiny. You are in charge of your own life. Doesn't matter what happens. You have to live your life. If it's your dream, you're passionate about something, everything else is not going to matter. You do it out of love for yourself, and everything else will fall into place. It's just, I can't express that enough. You know what I mean? Everything else will fall into place.
No, I mean, as far and I agree with you totally, because a lot of times this is why people don't miss, and I think a lot of times we realize that if you really are stronger when you have your support and your family and what you're doing, and I mean that's the thing with me, like I have so much support from my mom, so much support from my dad, so much support from my siblings that it just gives me so much strength. It like gives me this extra added strength for really just going even harder on what I do, because that family, that love for your family, it helps you have a better understanding of knowing how these people, as far as the people here, realize that you already are aware of how a true love of some people. So I love that about my family, and as y'all see that when we do the Thursday shows, you know, the main female host on there is my sister, my little sister, and one of the other male hosts on the show is my little brother. So y'all see this, and we don't just do that. We don't just be putting on for y'all with the show. It's almost like a reality show. It's like a reality show almost every week when we do that, you know, because you get an insight. You really get to see how we interact with each other all the time and joke around about stuff. That's really how we are every day. We just connect. It just comes out so naturally great on the air for everybody. It's great entertainment.
Right.
So this is what we do. We don't just put this on us for no. We don't just do that for no reason. We really are. This is who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as people have seen, I mean, I've hosted. My dad's hosted shows. My dad, I've produced a show for my dad, producing shows for my dad. My dad's been in before. My mom, she hosted her first show with me last year for Mother's Day. That was hilarious. And going back to that, what I did was she took over. I had to take over the show, and it was like a top 10 mix. So she was, she did really good. So I love how she did it. What she did was, before she did every song, she mentioned why she picked the song for part of the countdown, and the transition was just so crazy, and it was just entertaining. Like, oh my God, your mom is so funny, man. So that's
right.
How we are. That's how we are every day. We don't do that. We're not just putting on for the show. We really are like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's also, to me, in my eyes, it's also about who you connect with and who you keep in your circle. You know, if you're around a bunch of negative people, you're not going to get very far. You know what I'm saying? You have to change your circle. Because if you don't, you're going to feel stuck. You're not going to feel like you're going anywhere. You know, that's why, in my eyes, that's why I keep my circle very limited, and I'm around a lot of business-minded people, and that's how I was able to advance where I'm at now today, you know, and I appreciate everybody that I've worked with and the future people that I'm working with, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that's ever supported me, that ever believed in me, like, such as yourself, you know, and even though you had to beat me over the head with it a thousand times, so, you know, but there are people that are out there that will show love and support, you know what I'm saying, so you just got to take it one day at a time and keep God first also, so, but what can you do? You gotta work hard for what you want, and anything and everything can be a motivation for you. That's how I look at it. Negative to me can be, it works, for me, it works as negative people that are just sit there flat out negative to me and that always got something bad to say about me. I use that and flip it as a positive thing because that makes me work even harder.
Exactly. All right, well, since we are at the Energetic Show, everybody, we are going to, I want to remind you, if you miss any parts of the show, I want to catch past shows or even catch the shows live or the future shows coming up. All you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, that's CDEDY, letter J. Then you can also even go to iTunes, type in Dead Spot Radio Network on iTunes. It's free on there. And go to Beyond Pod. That's the app you can download on this support available computer. Go to Google Play Store, all that good stuff is free. And you listen to the show on there, Dead Spot Radio Network on there. So we working very hard, people. Very, very hard. Of course, DeathSpot.com. If you're trying to make moves in the industry, you're trying to be in a professional setting to where we always supporting the members and giving you reasons you need to be on DeathSpot.com. I mean, using Facebook and Instagram, they don't give a thing about you. It's all going to get that money dollar from you, so do a little more. All right, y'all, we about to roll on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tuned in the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy Steady J. And yes, you know how we do every Wednesday. We give you the public service announcement that if you're going to harm somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we're gone.